proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. As we look at Israel's other neighbors in the Bible, we begin to turn our attention to the Persians. The heart of the Persian Empire was located in modern-day Iran. The events described in the Book of Esther took place under the Persian king Ahasuerus. Enticed by his subordinate, a man named Haman, that king approved a plan calling for the extermination of all of the Jewish people in the Persian Empire. This extermination was to take place on a certain date in the calendar. God thwarted Haman's plot through Esther, the queen, who was Jewish, and her kinsman Mordecai. Ahasuerus had Haman executed, appointing Mordecai to serve in his stead. Still later on, Nehemiah served as a cupbearer to the Persian king Artaxerxes. God enabled the former to receive a royal appointment as the governor of Jerusalem. Nehemiah returned to that capital city, where he initially led a group of Jews to rebuild the city's walls in 52 days. From the Medo-Persian Empire, we now look at the Syrian Empire. Syrians often waged war against the Jews. In the 8th chapter of the book of 2 Samuel, David defeated the Syrian armies, killing 22,000 soldiers. He also placed garrisons in the Syrian capital of Damascus. When Syrian forces joined the Ammonites to fight against David's armies, David's generals, Joab and Abishai, gained a victory over them. Conflicts between the Syrians and the Jews continued after the Jewish nation divided into the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. King Ahab of Israel went to battle against King Ben-Hadad of Syria. In the days of Elisha the prophet, Syrian armies regularly attacked Israel and besieged the city of Samaria. Not all Jewish interactions with Syrians came through warfare, though. We have the example of Elisha's account with the general Naaman, a renowned Syrian. Naaman was a leper and came to seek a cure for his leprosy. Elisha sent a messenger to give Naaman advice as to what to do. Naaman followed that advice, and God healed him. As a result, Naaman switched his spiritual allegiance to the God of Israel. In the 4th chapter of Luke, Jesus Christ cited Naaman as an example of God's grace and an illustration of God's sovereignty. God executed his judgments on the Babylonians. God executed his judgment upon the Assyrians. God executed his judgment upon the Medes and the Persians. Indeed, on all of Israel's northern neighbors. In the 2nd chapter of Zephaniah, that prophet declared that God, quote, will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria and will make Nineveh a desolation and dry like a wilderness, unquote. According to the 50th chapter of Jeremiah, God, quote, will rise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken, unquote. As for the Persians, the 11th chapter of Daniel suggested that the Persians would fall to the, quote, realm of Grecia, unquote. This possibly referred to Alexander the Great, the Macedonian Greek, to Alexander the Great's victories over Persia. In connection with Syria, God spoke these words in the 1st chapter of Amos, quote, I will break also the bar of Damascus and cut off the inhabitant from the plain of Avon, and him that holdeth the scepter from the house of Eden. And the people of Syria shall go into captivity unto Kir, saith the Lord. These nations have fallen into the dustbin of history, yet God has preserved the Jewish nation Israel. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.